All right, Monday's July 9th, 2006. I'm going to go over to Currents and see if we can meet and hop and snide with the ACB staff.
Hey!
What's up doing today?
Oh, they're up there in Currents drinking. In the left-hand corner there as you go up on the steps.
Oh.
First steps?
Yeah.
Right after the restroom.
Okay.
So, we didn't go on the beer tour.
You didn't.
Why not? Been in the room.
Yeah.
Well, we had late lunch with Marvin and got to be not the place. Oh, no, we're fine. We're fine.
What are you doing?
Good.
Where are you going?
We're going to see Friends and Currents.
Mm. Oh, you mean the grill down there?
No.
Currents. Currents over here.
Yeah. I'll see you guys in a bit.
All right.
Yeah, there's some buddies in there.
Can we be friends?
Huh?
Can we be friends?
Of course. Sure. We're going to go on ahead.
We'll see. Take care.
Bye.
Good girl.
Goodbye, Max. All right. See if we can bag a seat. Fun steps, Max. Fun steps. Fun steps, boy. Fun steps, Max. Good boy. Back left corner, yes. Come on, Max.
Left? I'm not sure which back left corner.
How much was it?
I'm not sure either. Max will find Mike, though.
Mike lost.
We'll do it this way.
I can't find people. I don't see where I'm going
to. To the right. It's Marvin.
Marvin.
Marvin Rush.
Who are you with? Oh, then.
Hey, good. Just the person we want to meet.
That's right. She said y'all are drinking in the back corner.
There you go.
And why didn't you call us to come down and join?
Settle down, boy.
Yeah.
That's right. You did. Go ahead. Try to behave. You're going to get the puppy in trouble.
I'm violating all protocols here.
That's right.
But I've never met Marlena in person.
Hey there.
No, we sure haven't. Hey, Marlena.
How are you guys?
Great. Doing great.
Infamous. Notorious.
No, no, no. Stop talking about yourself like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you're just looking in a mirror, girl.
Why, thank you.
And there's Will James here.
I know. How are you?
Doing great. Come on, Max. Let's go around.
Will James, careful. The new product guy.
What's the matter?
Yeah, the new product.
Yep, that's right.
It sure is. How are you?
Hey, good to meet you.
Come around and get a closer look in the mirror, Marley.
Great, doing great, sir.
Yeah, look in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, I'm about 6'3".
It's great to meet you. I know, you too.
And this your husband?
Yes, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you, sir?
Nice to meet you.
He's the better half.
That's right.
Shut up.
Please.
Have I met you?
I'm Larry. I'm part of the ACB radio
team. Oh, you're Rachel's husband.
No, I'm not. There are a lot of people.
Is that another that Larry?
No, her husband's name is Jay.
Jay. Oh, okay.
We're about to have a gathering of the ACB DJs.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I didn't know if we were supposed to go. Rachel, it was just a closed thing or what?
Yeah, it's not close, but I mean, we're trying to get everybody together, and Chrissy and I are going to buy all the DJs a drink, and,
right.
You know, just to say thank you.
That's terrific.
Rachel, we'll do a show together.
Yes, that's right,
Well, Will has requested to be considered to do production for y'all.
Yes, I have.
And nothing else.
You love me.
Time to do anything else.
No, we don't.
So what are you doing these days, Will?
I run my own business, Cutting Edge Solutions.
Huh?
I do a bit of training and tech support.
Are you Mike Calvo?
I am.
Okay, I figured you had to be since you were the only one left. We didn't know who you were.
Yep,
or I didn't know who you were.
He met me. But,
are you guys going to the banquet Friday?
No, we're going to be leaving Friday morning.
Oh, too bad, because Mike Calvo is giving away at the banquet. He's giving away a copy of lifetime membership to Freedom Box, system access on a 2-gig U3 compliant drive.
You got to be present to win there, right?
But you got to be present to win.
Ah, man.
I know.
Maybe next year we'll stay through in Minneapolis. Will's parents are driving back down to get us.
Yes.
So we're
gonna
go on.
I kind of met you guys from the Trillo, and y'all have played James
Early.
Oh, okay. So we can play again.
Yeah.
It's our understanding that if she has our room numbers and stuff, that she can go ahead and put the charge.
Yes, that's what she said.
Okay.
So they've got our room, they've got mine. So just tell
when is the system access demonstration tomorrow?
Yeah, you gotta be there to sign it.
Yeah, maybe Christy would be along. We can meet her.
Well, I met her yesterday morning early.
Yeah.
You weren't there yet.
I wasn't there yet. I haven't met her yet.
I had begun my shopping spree early.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you buy? Oh, my God. We are in such deep trouble.
Yes, we are.
What'd you buy?
The things that we did buy are things that we've been talking about for a long time. Braille watches, that's a small thing.
Oh, where'd you get them?
From ILA.
ILA.
Oh, yeah. They have good watches.
We got a his and her Braille watch.
Matches our wedding ring set.
Oh, that's cool.
Married in 2003. Finally, after all these years.
Finally,
yes.
It's about time he made an honest man of him.
And she's no longer that girl. Okay.
Okay.
So what else you buy?
Let's see. Will got his street talk. As soon as he started working for contracting for Freedom Scientific, I want my street talk. He got that.
That's right.
All right.
Opal. A little handheld CCTV. Weighs about 7 hours.
Hi, Max. Okay. There you go.
I have a little bit of a vision. A little more independent.
I think Gary thinks he's trying to find it.
I can understand that.
Sometimes ours can't. We don't have any trouble with them.
All right, Max.
Well, it doesn't usually, so I don't know if she got busy on the other side or what happened, because we usually get better service in here than you will in the restaurant.
Max, are you trying to meet somebody?
It's between me and Larry.
Okay.
Yeah, my dog Scout is here.
Scout,
okay. Cool.
Black Lab.
Yep.
Big, pretty Black Lab. Oh, he's wagging his tail. What a pretty boy.
I can't imagine where she
is.
It's
definitely the Butt Sniffers of America Unite Week for his dog.
That's right.
That's when we get caught up in the tangle. It's because the dogs are sniffing. I go, Butt Sniffers of America Unite.
Yeah. I think I was still living in Michigan at the time. Yeah. Met you guys on the Ventura and all that, and then I moved to Florida not too long afterward.
Oh, okay, so you lived down here then?
Yeah, moved back down here because I grew up in Florida, then moved around, and then come back.
You live in the Orlando area.
How you and Rachel do the show together.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
Rachel and I have actually known each other since like 85.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
She's back, you guys. Here she is.
I'm here. Let us close.
And these two folks need to order.
Marlena said she was picking up a drink.
We're picking up Mike's drink.
Hey, there you go.
Do you want to mess well when you sleep?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I think there's been enough penance done in 5 years. Sorry.
More than enough. Repeated begging for forgiveness.
But we didn't plan on hanging out when y'all had your gas.
No. We were going to go do something.
Yeah,
but if you guys want us to hang out, we'll do it.
We don't, we're not official, yes, whatever, so we don't want to
Well, you know what? So just come back in a little while. I mean, I think we just want some time just to, you know, to spend with the crew and just be with
the crew.
We did that. Or Denise did that. It's understandable.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that you can't come back afterwards.
I know. We're not thinking that you guys are kicking us out.
Good.
No, we wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I'm still the same paranoid. Oh, my God. I don't want anybody to be upset with me, person I was.
Oh, I know. I know you are. I know you are.
Oh, God. I'm
glad the bus is finally backed off of me, though.
Well, it'll be in front of somebody else.
You know, Marlena.
Yes. No,
another drink.
Anybody, please.
Okay.
What was that, Denise?
That Mike Capel can come back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Unless they're not be holding grudges.
I don't think anybody's holding grudges.
It's a relief that the bus isn't on me anymore.
What?
I said it's a relief the bus isn't on me anymore.
Oh.
Mike, is one leg longer than the other? Yeah, drinking?
Yeah, that was two same animals.
What, two more?
No, we're finished.
Finish, you ready for your tablet?
Yes.
But then Lori and Barb will need to order.
Okay. Y'all have to stay.
Well, unless you don't want to.
Oh, I think they want that. I think they want that free drink. So.
Yeah.
I said I think you guys want to stay around for a free drink, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it going to affect you like the one I did yesterday?
Yeah, Marvin can remember if he fed his dog or not. That was funny.
Well,
that'll do it.
Yeah, I went upstairs this afternoon. We missed the beer tour because he wanted to put in his back name, Street Talk.
Yeah, it's not all the way in yet.
I wanted to look over our finances to make sure we're not going to have to eat ramen noodles for the next year.
Yeah, especially with the Alaskan cruise we're going to take next year.
Yeah, that's what else we did. We signed up to take the Alaskan cruise.
Oh, there you go.
That's been a dream of mine for years and years.
And mine. I've never been that far west, period. So, northwest.
I've been out on the West Coast, but not up to Alaska. I've been in Washington and Oregon, right? Like down to California.
Farthest west I've been is Arizona a couple times.
What do you guys think?
I guess Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not too far.
Home of the Masters. No. Yes.
Two.
I lived in Atlanta for a while.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, was it as good as they say it is, and it's fun to get around, easy to get around in?
It is. It really is. I went to college here for about 6 years, and I was able to master that MARTA system pretty well.
Oh, cool. I keep telling Denise, it's the place to be.
Well, if we moved, we'd have to move somewhere in Georgia. I still have 10 years and 9 months left until retirement.
Yeah.
But you can transfer your position within the state?
Yeah.
We could. Oh, yeah.
If the opportunity came and presented itself.
Yeah, because I work for DFACS up there. Yeah. And I do adoption assistance now, and I can do that at any DFACS.
Later, you'll be busy.
Oh, I'm busy in Augusta. Outside of Atlanta, we're the next biggest county.
Yeah. I lived in... on the east side of Atlanta, Decatur, that's where the Pride was, that's where I went to college.
Okay.
There, and it was pretty easy. I mean, yeah, of course it took a little longer than the car, but it was convenient. The bus poles were marked, where you could feel them and you could feel the MARTA lettering.
Oh,
great.
Cool. Okay. Nice. That's sure not the way it is in Augusta.
No.
Put some yellow paint on the pole and put bus in black.
You have to pray that you got the right staff.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yep.
Sarah must have gone up to the room.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Sarah. I guess she felt kind of outcast, maybe. I don't know. Kind of out.
I live in Orlando, and they're not too happy with their transit system there, but... where my friends are, and doing pretty well with my job there, so.
I figured it, Lori.
What do you do?
What do you do?
I'm a mainframe programmer for Hewitt Associates.
Oh, okay.
It's an HR outsourcing firm, and I manage their databases, and manage their JCL libraries and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. Okay.
Is that private or state? Private?
Yeah, it's a corporate. It's an international corporation.
Oh, so you have decent benefits then. That's good. That makes a difference. At least with me working for the state, Will's covered under my stuff so he can do his own business without worrying about having the coverage.
That's right.
I guess when Sarah gets back down, we'll go park the dogs and have them out to eat.
Because right now, Mike is kind of out of luck.
She must have gone to the room.
I think so. She had it like she didn't feel too hot or down about something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Mike, is Sarah going to the room? Sarah going to the room?
By the way, before I forget, today's date is the 10th, not the 9th. Thanks to my recorder here.
Yeah. Kind of the unofficial engineer tech streaming stuff here.
All right.
Yeah, I'm running around making sure everything connects okay with the computers for both interactive and mainstream.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to configuring all that stuff. I took Microsoft network training and all that fun stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, working on finishing up, trying to get my MCSE.
I've been looking to get that myself.
Yeah.
I just haven't done it.
Yeah, I haven't taken all the tests yet. They're expensive, but I've had all the training, so I know how everything works.
Right.
I mean, he may be. I've got my A plus and my Net plus already.
Ooh. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some pretty good footage from here already up on our blog site.
Yeah. Cool.
Went on the gambling boat Saturday and got some really good footage here.
All right.
Now,
where's Sarah?
When I saw the word demo, no. No. Thank you, ma'am.
What about the table thing here?
Oh, we're going to push tables together. But the other side of the table.
Well, looks like we're going to be longer before we even go eat.
I know it. Did you take your medicine, Denise?
Oh, no. I'm not taking that until I eat. I'll be dropping into a major low if I take it.
That's what I thought. Okay.
You don't see Chrissy or anybody?
I ate a piece of candy.
Ma'am. Rachel.
I'm really sorry to put you on
the
back
of
that.
It's
7.
Okay.
What?
We're here. We've been waiting a long time. This lady just said it's 20 minutes. She said the question tips and salsa. So.
I'm not going to eat here.
I don't know. Me either.
Take us forever to even be able to go eat because I'm skipping the GDUI reception to go eat.
I know it. I know the GDUI reception would have something to eat, but it's like finger food. I don't
really care about going. You know, I sign up for all this stuff and I get here and I don't really want to go.
Yeah, you're about to spit by the time the evening
comes. Yeah. You were bad or just chop, 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 chop. Let's go upstairs and give the dogs a break because I think poor Max had really hit his limit of stress. This is they're both their first convention. When I went to Des Moines, I had Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Scout's third convention.
Oh, your
an all-pro scout. Now, Titan's been to Lions Club conventions.
Yeah, actually, I took Scout to the Dayton Hamvention. That was big.
Oh, yeah. That is big.
Larry, I want to go to Dayton Hamvention.
Oh, yeah, I want to go again. It was fun the last time I was there.
I wouldn't mind going to that myself.
Well, I have a buddy that had a...
Sounds fun.
Bird dog, and I think he's supposed to retire. She and Ringer dog missing.
Oh, okay. I know she's had been using one forever.
See you later.
Get her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
How are you? Should have got off the
bat. That's right.
Denise, I have a little yellow mouth. Here, she's getting ready to retire.
Oh, Madeline, the guide dog, is going into retirement. Yes, I do. I got a very good memory.
Madeline, the guide dog.
Yes.
Remember when I first got her? Gosh.
Wow.
Yep.
Dang.
Yep.
I tell you, man, the Orlando.
How old is she now?
Orlando Adventure is getting.
She's 8, right? Or 9?
Is it really?
Yep. And we have ours in February.
Did you, in Dayton, they had the little Yankee
talk,
and they had a
fish
Did you find Sarah?
No, she called me. Back in 2000, at that time, the Pro 2000 was under the glass.
Hmm. Where is she?
Yeah. They had a fish tank full of water, and they put that yeshiva in the water.
Yeah.
And the microphone ran out of the water, and they were talking on that yeshiva, and it's good for 30 minutes in the water.
Wow.
Can we push a couple of tables together?
Yeah, give me just a second. All right, yeah, okay.
I'll do it.
Yeah, I got that yeshiva.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Sure.
You got a good one in?
Sure.
That's the newer one, isn't it?
That's not the newest one. The BX7 is the newest one.
Yeah.
That what you want to do, Nick?
I don't know. You want to just go to the food court? Because they got to go up to Mike's room before they're going to even leave.
I know. Let's see what they want. Is that what they're doing?
He's borrowed, Mike said he borrowed a laptop. He's got to take it back to somebody on the 10th floor.
Oh.
Well.
Okay.
Come here, Titan. Move over.
I get that next. Here you go. It's usually going with the flow of these things, so.
Oh, wow.
You might get better reception outside of the restaurant.
You want to try it outside, Mike?
You what?
You want to try it outside?
Yeah.
We'll take you.
Yeah,
we're good.
Right. Oh, here's Chrissy. She's on the other side.
Will wanted to meet Chrissy before we left.
Yeah.
Marlena.
So she's going to do it.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's on the other side.
This is Will and Denise.
I met her yesterday morning.
Oh, did you meet her?
Hi, Chrissy. How are you?
But she didn't meet the bad half of me.
Okay.
The very bad half of me. I didn't meet the bad boy.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, bad boy. James.
That's right.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Well, you guys have fun, and we'll be talking.
All right. Great to meet you guys.
Good to meet you too, Marlena.
After all these years, I was supposed to meet you in 2001. You went and got sick on everybody.
No.
Will.
Yes, Marvin.
I'll get in touch with you in a little bit. I'm trying to get those papers.
My phone works, so give it a ring.
Okay. Cool.
Left.
Left
or let me out and I'll follow me.
Go ahead. You got Mike there, Denise?
Mike behind Steve.
Okay.
Mike, you behind Will?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike. Come on, buddy. Max, no. Leave that table alone. We got Denise. Whoa, hold on.
Oh, over here.
He was wanting to go to the... he was wanting to go order a cappuccino. Run the steps, buddy.
You're walking, walk back. This way. Hold on. Guide you back.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go. You go straight, there's a table that you're going to run into eventually.
We're coming. We got site checked with all the tables and stuff. Come on, Max, find the steps. Find the steps, yep.
Okay.
Good boy, Max. Forward.
All right, now we're down in the right by the door. Is she not feeling well?
I don't know what happened here. She was going to the restroom.
Man, she looked like she kind of fell out of it, like she's getting depressed or something. I don't know.
Yeah. That could certainly be.
Did y'all get
a room? I just need to go back to the room, I guess.
Did y'all get another beach ticket?
No, but I found someone who's he's got his own van with a fiance and a driver. He said, "Well, into the barbecue." And he says the food is the biggest thing, but he said, "You know, if you want to go, I'll take you to the beach. Just give us a little money for gas.
Come on, buy our room later."
Well, Will and I had already decided that if y'all didn't get another ticket, Marvin and Lori got two.
I know Marvin,
but if you didn't get another one, we were going to give you one of ours because you and Sarah should go together. She really needs to go see the ocean.
I know she needs to see it, and she's like, "I want you to go," and I'm like, "I'd rather her go with."
We want y'all to go. Y'all go.
You guys and go ahead. Enjoy go with Marvin and Lori.
We live close enough that we can get to the ocean easy. Yeah. Y'all don't, and y'all are just together not too long. I think it would be a really neat thing
so
for y'all
you want,
to have a nice little time on the beach.
If you want, come up to our room, and we'll go and give you the tickets,
and then
you can go up to your room and surprise her. Maybe that'll make her feel better.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be cool.
Let's do
that'd
that.
Be awesome. All right.
We'll just hang out and do whatever. It doesn't matter.
I mean, we'll screw like jackrabbits. I don't give a shit.
Saracini.
Man, pleasure to meet Marlena, man. That's pretty cool.
Call Saracini. Yes.
I think Marlena likes me.
Yeah, I don't think there's any issue there. The only reason I didn't say come down here because I thought they said there was 12 people coming here and it was going to be a zoo. And
I thought so, too.
They didn't have the tables there and stuff.
Yeah, pleasure to meet Meg Calvo, man.
I'm getting her voicemail.
She got the damn thing off, huh?
Yeah, it's like I got her voicemail that I called again. It rang 4 or 5 times. And I'll go to your room and I can dial the extension and go up there. And
see let's do that. Let's do that. Then we'll figure out what we're going to do for dinner.
I hope she's not upset. I would be...
Man, I hope not, but she did look it to me.
Hey, Sarah, it's Denise. Calling, looking for you. I guess we're going to come track you down. Getting kind of worried. All righty. We'll see you soon. Bye. No, why don't we just go to your room?
Let's go by our room and get the ticket.
You're actually in there. Come to the desk. Can't you call from the desk?
Okay,
then that'll
be your answer. Yeah. And can we do that from like the concierge? Find a courtesy button.
Let's go, Max.
Let's go to the left.
All right, keep coming up, Mike. Keep coming. We're going to make a left here. And then we're going to make another left here. There you are. I feel you came. Max. Keep coming up, Mike. Hear the dog's tag. Where you at, Denise? Let me move over. There you go.
1756.
Here, Mike. It looks like the old.
So
now we
Mike Calvo to do his thing.
Come on now. I mean, we need to park the dogs. We figured we just park them on the way out.
He's got a leash level.
Does he? Okay. Wow. At least it might be the buyer for us tonight.
Did something happen today?
Not to my knowledge.
What did y'all have to drink? Did she eat right today?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we went and got a pizza at an Italian restaurant on the food court on the landing, and we ate about half of it. Oh, I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah, I understand that.
I know she's upset about her dad earlier, but I don't know why she would just take him off.
Yeah, she
took her purse and she went and got Marmalade, and she came back with the two of you, I guess.
Actually, we intercepted her. She was on her way out.
Yeah, she's on the way out.
She's on the way where?
She said she was going to the restroom. Which bathroom? I'm going to go check the one down here. I'm getting really worried.
I am too, man. Go ahead, Denise.
The one down here is past the sports bar, isn't it?
Let's go on back toward the elevator, you guys.
Yeah, there's one by the sports bar. Forward.
Come on, Max. Hang on, let's win a mic here.
We're going toward the elevator.
Yep, we're still going. Alrighty. Okay. Maybe we're right here. You there, Mike?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. We're way right here. Oh, you want us to follow you? I thought you were supposed to wait at the elevator.
She's not there.
I didn't think she was going to that one either. Come on, Max. Off that way. Yeah. You still got your candy, right, Denise?
No, I ate it.
Oh, you ate it, okay.
How you doing, bud?
What are you guys doing, going upstairs?
Yeah, let's go upstairs.
Come on, Maxie. All right, here's an elevator right here.
There's one right here that people are coming out of.
There's one right here. There's one right here. Come on. Come on. Come on. There you go.
Sorry. Kodak moments. Kodak moments. Sorry.
Yeah.
Are you pushing buttons? You want me to push buttons?
Sorry.
17.
Max. 16, please.
Max.
16, 17.
41.
Oh, they're tight.
Oh, somebody got me.
41.
Somebody got leaped on ahead. Never mind, it's 41.
Okay. Oh, oh, hey. Sorry, baby.
4. Somebody got leaped on ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, somehow we lost my wife. Oh, that's right.
You'll get over it.
Yeah, that's true.
Your boy, Max.
Okay.
Are you coming out?
Hey, is this how
no.
You get
okay.
The, hey, shh. Is this how you get the Alaska party?
I think it's on 4. 4104.
So that'd be here?
On the 4th floor, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it would have been, yeah.
I don't know. The coats are cheaper in the gift store. Than they are cheaper coats.
I have no idea.
I'm telling
you,
man.
That's a good boy.
Good
girl.
Good boy, Max.
Oh, give me that nose. Everybody's.
Okay.
6.
Local.
Explorer, complete department.
All right.
How are you being served?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Are you being served?
Yeah,
you want to get off on our food, Mr. Mike?
No.
with him. Okay. She wants to go.
No, we'll get a bunch of
them. I need more lead. We got to do something soon.
Yeah, we do.
The diabetic doesn't do well.
Oh, okay.
16.
No. Okay. 16, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Oh,
we'll go with you.
We'll just go see if she's up there with you. Okay.
She's never done this before, has she?
Is it her dad's birthday or like some that. Special you anniversary know? Type well, date or what?
I don't know, sweetie.
She didn't
she
tell
didn't
you.
Say, yeah, I remember she was upset. She was really thinking about
her a lot. All right, let's see. Hold on, Max. Hold on, boy. I think it's all this right. Away.
Golly, this place is set. There's something kind of here like a big suite. Okay, you are.
Come on, Maxie.
Oh, you're this way, that's right. The same way we are.
Same way we are, yeah. Steady, steady.
Good boy, Patrick.
Steady, Max.
Here comes Max. Hi, baby.
Hey.
Come on, Captain. Right, right, right.
Wait, let's good boy. Get her out of the way, Max. Okay, good. Now, Captain.
Side left.
Sounds like
me. Yep.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, that's me. That would be two past ours.
Yep.
Yes.
Straight. I'm looking for the exit sign.
That's
not
where
you live.
Yeah, just oh, look for the room number.
It's real dim.
You can probably hear Max coming for a mile in this place.
Okay, 56. 56. Right here. Yeah.
Very good, Willie.
Thank you, thank you.
Very good.
Well, you want to put your stuff down anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't need to carry this.
There it is. Yep, 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 yep.
Really, Max? This is not your room, so you're not going charging in.
There you go.
Sarah? I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, are you
there
okay?
You are.
Yeah, I had to come upstairs here.
We were checking on you. We got concerned.
I called you too. Never answered.
He had shitty service. City signal.
Verizon sucks. I've called you twice. Denise called you. It goes right to voicemail. And once I rang, it rang like four or five times. And
don't worry, I'm not looking at you.
You got your purse, right? I trust.
Move up here.
Okay. I was like, oh, what's going on here?
What the hell? Oh, it's your sharp.
That's my sharp.
All right.
I started getting a Braille watch because so much is so torn, tattered.
Come here, Max.
Did you get you one, a Braille watch?
Not yet. I am going to get me one now.
Settle.
Let's look and see what
settle.
Else
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Verizon sucks, man. I'm glad we're not going with them. We're going to go with T-Mobile. We're going to get one of those screenless phones there.
Are you going to get screenless?
Yeah, we're going
to
go with that.
My cousin's using it. I talked to him using the pocket mobile PC.
Max, back.
But I mean, you can use that on your PDA. I mean, that's a little chunk of change, probably the Microsoft licensing.
That sounds nice, but it's fuck, dude. I'm not making money.
I know.
Oh, we're definitely not after what we did this time. Go see your buddy.
Hey, you just pulled right out of Dad's hands.
Oh,
boy, Yank.
Titan. Got your drugs for dinner?
Yeah.
Well, I got to use the facility before we go. But
you guys need to go?
No.
I'll go when he's done.
No, but okay, I know we'll you're like to. Me. It's time to eat.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Come here, Titan. Tell Mike Calvo just to get his ass downstairs.
Where'd he go? Back
just get his
room?
Shit, you know?
Mike said y'all were supposed to go to his room.
You give me that. He's eating your pizza, Mike.
Who is?
Oops, Titan.
Hi, John.
Come here, boy.
He just
Titan, come.
He just got up there and grabbed that plate. Hey,
back to my nose there.
Come and sleep with me tonight.
Well, why don't we go on down and park the dogs while y'all round Mike Calvo up, because I need to eat soon.
Yeah, me
we'll do
too.
That. And,
I had a 1:12 at like 5:30.
All right, we're going to go and stop recording here. We're getting ready to go eat. So
you know what? When you start getting down and they start